The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The attacks on Governor Matt Bevin here in Kentucky have been relentless. And for what? Because he is trying to fix Kentucky's failing pension plan for state workers. Those attacks have come mostly from Kentucky Education Association and their allies, the major media outlets here in the state. Why would they do this? To understand what's happening in Kentucky and across the nation with the rise of socialism, you must understand the history of the National Education Association and its state affiliates. The NEA was founded in 1857 with the goal of creating a national Department of Education. Sam Lambert, secretary of NEA in 1966, stated, "NEA will become a political power second to no other." From the beginning, it was founded by elitists who were committed to socialism because they hated the Bible and Christianity. They planned to start chapters of the NEA, like the KEA, in the states in order to pass on their socialist ideas. Indeed, according to Dr. Lee Watts, the longest-serving chaplain to Kentucky's legislature, the KEA had in their demonstrations against Governor Bevin banners promoting socialism. Isn't that revealing? Thus, when you have a governor like Matt Bevin who is committed to the Bible as being absolute truth and homeschools his children, he is the biggest possible threat to their atheistic and socialistic views. Why wouldn't they attack him? Why wouldn't he be the object of scandalous lies about his effort to fix the pension system? Why wouldn't the media and the socialist thinkers who lead the KEA attack him at every possible point? We simply must look through the smokescreen to see the real reason for the effort to defeat Kentucky legislators who have worked with the governor in changing Kentucky from a socialist-leaning government to one more biblically based. For those who would disagree with this analysis, I challenge you to give me one instance where the KEA has promoted the teaching of the Scripture in our tax-supported schools. One instance where the KEA has honored Jesus Christ as God's Son and the only Savior. My question to you as a Christian taxpayer or a school teacher who is a born-again believer in Christ is simply this. Why would you listen to leaders who accuse Governor Bevin but who stand against everything you say you believe in? Does that make any sense? Why would you vote in this election the way the KEA leaders are urging you to vote? This is why the national media is working day and night to make those congressmen who've worked with President Trump to look like they are against the poor, the immigrant, the neglected. To hear them tell it, you'd think the president and conservative congressmen are responsible for every wrong ever committed in America. Let's not overlook the real enemy in all this, though. The Bible admonishes us to be informed in all areas of life with biblical truth, lest Satan should get an advantage of you, it says, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Satan wants to control civil government so he can outlaw the flow of the gospel of Christ into the next generation. He is always about stopping that gospel to keep men from turning to Christ. Go vote, but before casting your ballot, will you ask yourself the question, does this candidate stand where the Bible stands on issues? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our pilgrim seminars and Christian history tours, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.